Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with one of our favorites. That's Nick Pecora of the Arizona Republic. Nick, baseball, it's September, and I know the season hasn't worked out for the Diamondbacks, but they're in the news a lot. And let's start with the front office options being picked up. Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, Deshaun Watson, people like that. What is on the horizon for the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I think everybody wants to know the answer to that. It's obviously been a rough season. Very disappointing considering where the expectations were entering the year. So as you can understand, ownership's pretty disappointed, and they're kind of evaluating everything, they say. It doesn't sound like we're going to get any decisions on their future until the end of the year, despite there being some options in the contract that were, you know, technically supposed to have been picked up at the end of August. La Russa's contract runs through this year. Dave Stewart has an option apparently for next year, but we might just have to wait and see. I don't know if the play of the team in September is gonna play into that, or if they're just kind of delaying, you know, the bad news until the end of the year. We'll just have to see.
What's your thought on it? You've been around Tony La Russa. You know, his Cardinals, the A's, and all the years he's been around. Of course, this is a new job for him. Dave Stewart, as the ones I've mentioned. Well, what's your take on it? What do you think will happen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, it was very disappointing. They have an ownership group that can be a little emotional on things like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they made a change. They've also, you know, made some mistakes, and probably chief among them being that the Shelby Miller trade, which is, you know, kind of worked out as poorly as any trade possibly could. But, you know, I don't think that their team is as bad as the record would indicate. Obviously some unexpected things have gone wrong, starting with Shelby Miller, Patrick Corbin, the injury to AJ Pollock. Things just haven't really worked out. But, you know, I think that when you have people in positions where they don't have an awful lot of experience, I mean, La Russa's a manager coming up to the front office for the first time. Dave Stewart is back in a front office for the first time. I think it was 13 years since the last time he was working for a club in that capacity. You kind of open yourself up to criticism. So, you know, when things don't go right, that's kind of what happens when you've got inexperienced guys in those positions.
All right, good analysis by Nick Pecora, Arizona Republic. All right, what about Chip Hale? I never thought we'd see him in the dugout for the Giants in Arizona in September.
Yeah, it kind of seemed a little dicey there at one point in the middle of the season. There was a report by Bob Nightingale in August that the front office was looking to make a change of Chip, and ownership stepped in and blocked it from happening. So, yeah, I mean, that's one I would probably be surprised if he did come back, or at least I would be very surprised if the coaching staff as a whole came back. I would think that when you have these kinds of disappointing seasons, that there's gonna be some sort of fallout on the coaching staff. There just always is.
All right, we've got baseball coming up. We've got the Giants and the Cubs coming up, and a whole schedule of the National League West in September. How do you see this race winding down? And, of course, the Giants have been a big part of it. Arizona is going to be a big part of it. The Giants in Arizona coming up in the following weekend. The Dodgers in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they're both, the Giants and the Dodgers, obviously, are both really interesting teams. They seem sort of similar to me in a lot of ways. I mean, they both have lineups filled with guys that give you really tough quality at-bats, 1 through 8. It's been surprising to see the way the Giants have performed here in the second half. The Dodgers, I mean, I guess I'm not going to say I'm not surprised, you know, when you lose Kershaw and they've been playing even better, you know, since he went down. That doesn't really make an awful lot of sense. But, you know, I mean, you start looking at that lineup and the way that Grandal and Peterson have kind of emerged, the fact that you have Utley and Kendrick giving them tough at-bats, you know, and Justin Turner and Corey Seager are just monsters, really. I mean, Justin Turner is just such an impressive hitter, day in and day out. Just the quality of his at-bats, and I mean, he's just so dangerous. Adrian Gonzalez has come on. I really like both these teams' groups of position players. I kind of see them both having, you know, questions in the rotation, questions in the bullpen, but we'll see, you know, kind of a classic, you know, battle of attrition until you see who gets the end and is still standing.
Yeah, it's probably going to go down to the last six games between those two teams, Giants and Dodgers. Nick, let's talk bullpen, because the Diamondbacks got rid of a lot of bullpen. Just to get an idea from you, I think the starting rotation, we kind of have an idea with the youngsters. We've seen Archie Bradley and Godley and Shipley in there, and of course Greinke is still pitching, and as you mentioned, Corbin. But what does the bullpen look like for next year? Because that's going to be a key, because they got rid of the people.
Right. I wrote about that a little bit last week. They've got a lot of questions. I think Enrique Burgos and Jake Berry are a couple of young, hard-throwing right-handers that are probably going to play a role. We'll see if they end up trying to bring Daniel Hudson back. He's a free agent to be. After that, there's just, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where I imagine they're probably going to want to go out and get a couple of guys. Maybe they try to rebuild it the way the Dodgers have. Trying to find like the next Joe Blanton or, you know, Adam Liberatore, you know, kind of those guys that you don't necessarily see coming. Or maybe they try to do a little bit of what the Cincinnati Reds have done. I don't know if you guys have seen them lately, but they've got a couple guys in their bullpen. Yeah, well, Iglesias and Lorenzen, Michael Lorenzen are the guys that stand out to me. Those are starters that have been turned into relievers and look just lights out in the bullpen. The Diamondbacks have the option of doing that with a guy like Ruby De La Rosa, who, you know, I think a lot of scouts you talk to them, they think that guy could fit really well in the back of a bullpen.
All right. Great to see you. And we're going to see you down in Arizona. I'll be down there for the next series. So always nice to come down to Arizona and see you and Steve Gilbert and everybody else. It's coming home for me, so I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right. That's Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. Good report on the Diamondbacks. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.